Why upsell?
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. I want to talk about this concept of upselling. All right. Upselling, if you're not familiar with it, it's the term of the idea of when you sell something to somebody, that you offer to sell them something else after they bought. Okay, that's in general, that's how upselling is referred to. And this happens a lot online. And I've known a lot of people that complain and complain and complain about this. There's only one reason why upselling is done so often online. And it's very simple. It works, okay? And people don't buy things that they just don't want. If you don't want it, you tend to not buy it. Whether it's being upsold or not, unless you're just hemorrhaging money and you're just looking for a place to put it. And in that case, I mean, is there anything wrong that someone's offering to take the money off your hands? They're offering you something in exchange for it. It's not like they're saying, hey, just give me some more money. You know you want to. You know, they're not saying that. An upsell is, you've bought this. Would you also like this? How about this? That's all an upsell is. And a lot of people can look at it as sleazy or tricky or whatever. There is a mentality that goes along with the process. A person, and here's how it's described most of the time, is that a person that has bought something has already broken down most resistance to parting with their money. They're in buying mode. There's a difference between being in buying mode and being out of buying mode and having to be convinced to go into buying mode. It's like two different parts of the brain. And once a person's in buying mode, they're more likely to buy the next thing. Where if you would have started with the second thing first, they may not have gone for it. But because you started them off with one thing and then said, well, how about this also? And sometimes they tie together well. And sometimes that hey, you've bought the pool. Now here's a patio set to go with it or what have you. Sometimes they tie together well, sometimes they don't. But the plain fact of the matter is, if somebody wants it, they're going to buy it anyways. And if you can offer it to them, great. Quite oftentimes what happens online, especially with information products, if you're selling an information product online or some type of digital product, the person isn't necessarily getting everything that they want with that one product. So why not try and sell them more? The worst thing they could say is no. And people do. People turn down upsells all the time. So often, you will hear, if you go and listen to podcasts from some of the largest companies and marketers out there online today, online is one of the most unique, it's one of the most common places, I meant to say common, one of the most common places that you see the upsell done in a very straightforward, linear fashion. And one of the things that you hear over and over and over again is that they don't make money off that first purchase. They make money on the back end sales that come after. And sometimes those back-end sales are upsales immediately offered after the initial purchase. So they'll offer a book and they're losing money on the book or some type of product right up front that they're losing money on. They're losing money because it costs too much to advertise it, because it costs too much to produce, it costs too much to ship, whatever it is. They're losing money on that first product. That whole concept of being a loss leader, that happens all the time. If you have upsells available, everyone doesn't have to purchase. but the percentage of people that are able to purchase those upsells make up for the losses. And so the whole campaign works in the long run. And also, you have a connection with that person. A person who has bought from you, you have a connection with for a long period of time, especially if they love what it is that you sold to them. So you really have to consider upsells, especially when you're talking when you're using content marketing to bring people in. It's almost a mandatory thing. You have to offer them a little more than just the minimum. That's the way you have to think about it. The first initial sell is nothing more than a minimum purchase. After that, give them a couple other options. Give them more. No matter what you purchase out in the real world, especially on high ticket level, if you're going to buy a car, they're going to have options that can bring the price up. But you don't see it as just them looking to raise your price. You're looking at, well, yeah, I would like power windows. You know, I would like air conditioning. I would like, you know, these options that they tack on, they're extra. You don't have to take any of them. But if you want to, you can. And if you consider those things almost mandatory, then you have to. You have to go with it. You have to purchase after that when they're offered an upsell. So you have to see it from both sides. But if you're a business owner or you are one of the people in charge, think about the things that you can add on, not just to gain more, but to make their experience better, right? If you can make their experience better by giving them more that they can purchase, that's a win-win. And so it doesn't matter what industry you're in. If you are dealing with any part of the sales process, find more things you could sell them right away. The more happy they are, the better off you are, and you better be selling things that make people happy. Otherwise, you're not going to stay in business for the long run. Hopefully that makes sense to you. If you like some more strategies, here's an upsell. You know, you've already watched. If you like some more strategies, I'm going to give you something else that won't cost you any money. 9 ways to Amazon proof your business. It's absolutely free. You get a digital copy at amazonproofbook.com. Now, when you go there and you download this, I've got an upsell. The upsell is for a physical copy and for the audiobook version, which we're still not done with yet, but we're going to come out with that audiobook version. We'll be sending it out to everybody that purchased the physical book, and you get a couple other freebies in there. And I'll be offering more freebies in the future. I'll tell you, the stuff that isn't even included right off the bat, you're going to be receiving stuff that no one else receives. So, 9 ways to Amazon proof your business, amazonproofbook.com. We'll be back here tomorrow night. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.